Let's start the daven, Rabbi Yisai. Tuesday evening, Parshas, Balayscha, Yichavod. We did not finish Yichavod. Let's go, Yichavod. Give me a second, please. Yichavod, page. Page 64. Yichavod. Now, this is really the beginning of the of Sukkot Zimra, and I must tell you that I was completely and totally enamored, unbelievably enamored, by Rav Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The fact that I had this list to know this man is unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Okay, we mentioned already a number of unusual things about Yichavod. It is not one kapitel in Tehillim. It is a smattering of psukim, brought out from all different types of places. And not only that, but there's a pasuk in Yichavod, which is not actually a pasuk. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimelech, it is really taken from three different psukim. We spoke about the fact that it's out of order. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech means present, then past, then future, which is out of order. We spoke about that. And now tonight, I'd like to speak about another concept here. Yehi Chavod Hashem Liolam. May the glory of Hashem endure forever. Endure forever. Says Rav Schwab, the entire capital of Yehi Chavod is referring to the time of Mashiach. Yehi Chavod Hashem Liolam. Well, that's a very good point. May the glory of Hashem endure forever. It's not really the Yosid, but it's really, you know, I don't know exactly the term, the grammatical term. It's the present future. But the entire Yichavod reflects the state in which the world will exist in the time of Mashiach. When the height of development of mankind will have reached, when the height of the development of mankind will have been reached, and when the entire world recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yichavod Hashem Liolam, Yismach Hashem B'Maasov. Hashem will be able to rejoice. Hashem will be able to rejoice. Yishem Hashem Avorach Me'atav Yaroilam. We mentioned, this is Hallel, and the name of Hashem should be blessed forever. Okay? The name of Hashem should be blessed forever. And then we go... Let Hashem rejoice in His works, because we'll see that man reached his potential. Man reached his potential. That's the purpose of the world. Purpose of the universe. Purpose of the universe. Now one second. Then it says, after all of the praises, it says, Hashem Melech, the Yolam Voed, Avdu Goyim Meharzu. Look at this. Give the man a sitter. Yeah. Okay. Look at this. Look at this. What does it say here? Stay with me a second. Okay. Thank you. Look on. Okay. Look at this. Hashem Melech Olam Voed Avdu Goyim Me'artso. Avdu Goyim Me'artso. You see this pasuk here, Rabbi Yisai? We are in Yehi Chavod. We are on page 66 on the third line. Hashem Melech Olam Voed Avdu Goyim Me'artso. What does this mean? Hashem reigns forever and ever, even when the nations will have perished from His earth. What does that mean? Even when the nations will have perished from His earth. What does that mean? Avdu Goyim Me'artso. Hashem becomes the permanently recognized ruler of the universe. Nations will disappear from His world. What does that mean? What does that mean?
We'll all believe in Hashem.
We'll all believe in Hashem. What does it mean? Who's disappearing?
Greeks, Romans.
Greeks and Romans. You want to say human beings are going to disappear?
The
nations of them. What'd you say? Who?
Our enemies.
So, I'm pushing you because I want you to understand what Rav Schwab Zatzal says here. The word goy means nation. Now, of course, we use the word goy to refer, you know, it becomes an idiomatic phrase. Sometimes it's really derogatory, but the word goy is not a derogatory word. The word goy means nation. It doesn't even mean non-Jew, because sometimes we are called goyim also. We are called a goy. We're a nation. We're a nation. But the Maisa, watch it, buddy. Now look what it says here. Let's take the words now again. Hashem Melech Olam Vod, Ovdu Goyim Me'artzo. Listen to Rosh Hashanah. Such an unbelievable, simple concept. Nations are political entities. What is a nation? What does the word nation mean? What is a nation? A nation is a political entity which delineate themselves into self-contained, independent units. In our times, meaning present, right? Nations or states are the building blocks of the world. Each sovereign nation is independent of the other. However, eventually in the time of Mashiach, that we just said, Yichavod Hashem Li'olam is referring to the time of Mashiach. It follows, therefore, that the words are then V'yomru Hashem Melech Olam Vod, Hashem is going to reign forever, again Mashiach, Ovdu Goyim Me'artzo. Eventually, in the time of Mashiach, nations as we know them will disappear. Instead, the world will be united by their recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the visions will fall into what, do you think? What will the visions fall into if not nations? What will they fall into? But there's going to be some type of demarcation. What will the demarcation be if it won't be political? Oh, what's the demarcation? No, between peoples. What's the demarcation going to be?
Did you say divisions?
Divisions or demarcations? What's going to be the dividing point? What's going to be demarcation of different types of people if it's not going to be France and England?
Those that believe and those that don't believe.
No, that's good. That's a good try. But one second. I want to say why. What's wrong with that point? Of Mr. Vern, or Rev Vern. What's wrong with Rev Vern's point?
Because
everybody's how you know you're going to believe?
What does
it say? What does it say?
It says nations will have perished.
Okay, but what's going to be? What's going to be instead? Now, we said this already in Elena. We said this, right? In Elena, it's going to be everybody in the world when Mashiach comes is going to say Hashem Elohim.
No.
Otherwise, Mashiach's not coming. Mashiach's not coming until everybody recognizes that there's a God. And meaning that there is only one God, and that's Hashem. Okay, so what's going to be the point of the vision then? What's going to be the point of the vision?
Israel.
God will be Israel, and what else? You know what the vision is going to be? It's an unbelievable word here. It's an unbelievable word. But it's such an unbelievable point. Eventually, in the time of Mashiach, nations as we know them will disappear. Instead, the world will be united by the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the divisions will fall into families. Families. Rather than disconnected and independent nations. You know where it says this? You know what it says this? Well, that's, I wonder what pasuk it says it. How about this pasuk? How about this pasuk?
Can you give us a hint?
Can I give you a hint?
Where's
the what in Parshas Lech Lecha. Ve'eschol l'goy gadol. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu telling Avraham Avinu, I'm going to make you into a great nation. There's the word goy. For Klal Yisrael. Goy gadol. The first time a Jew was spoken to, we're called a goy. I mean, we have to remember that word is not so. It doesn't mean exactly what it says, only idiomatically. The Eschol Goy Gadol. You know what? You have it in your sitter. Everybody will turn to page 927. Turn to page 927. Now look what it says here. Everybody got it? Parshas Lech Lecha. All the way at the end. 927. You got it? Ve'eschel l'goy gadol. Va'avorechecha v'agav l'shemecha v'yei brach. I'm going to make you into a great nation. Now this is what our Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu, right? The first Jew. All the way there in the Lech Lecha's in the left corner there. Everybody see it? Ve'eschel l'goy gadol v'arechecha v'agav l'shemecha v'yei brach. Va'avorecha mivarechecha. And those who bless you will be blessed. Umakalecha aror. V'nivruchu v'cha. What's the next words? Kol mishpacha so'adam. All the families. Now there are different families. Some people come from Avram. And some people don't. However, everybody's going to believe. Now, don't ask me if Amalek is still going to be here as a family. I would say probably not. Amalek is going to be destroyed. Okay, but Yishmael is going to be here as a family. And Esau is going to be here as a family. But you know what type of family? A family of believing people in Hashem. The divisions will be that those people who did not have a chance to convert before Mashiach comes will remain non-Jews, who will need, what are we going to become? Ato tiuli mamleches. What is that word again? Goy Kadosh. Isn't it unbelievable? We're called Goyim. Every place you look, we're called Goyim. Atem tiuli, you will be for me mamleches kohanim. You will be a priestly, what? A priestly nation. Mamleches kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, and a holy people. Says the Derech Hashem, that means the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. It's just like nowadays, when you want to get to the base of Mikdash, pardon it, you need a Kohen. Sorry, you need a Kohen and a Levi, right? In those days, in the future, you're going to need a Jew. We're all going to become Kohanim. Mamlechas Kohanim. You know why we're going to be Mamlechas? I don't know about that. I can't tell you. That's a good question. Whether within the Kohanim there'll be Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, I'm not sure. But vis-a-vis the 7 billion people who will be here, whoever will remain after whatever's going to happen when Mashiach comes, they are going to need the Klal Yisrael to operate the Beis Hamikdash so that they can get close to HaKadosh Baruch.
That's why it says in the morning blessings, and all the nations of the earth shall bless themselves by your offspring.
By your offspring. V'nivruchu v'cho kol mishpacho su adoma. All the families of the world. There will be no more nations. A nation is a group of people who are independent from the rest of the world. Even though there's something called the United Nations, right? Okay, fine. But the Maisa, they're independent from the rest of the world. They have their own sovereign state, their own sovereign land, their own language. And that divides them from everybody else. That's not going to be a division anymore. That's what we're announcing here. That's what we're announcing here in Yichavot. I tell everybody, say it's becoming. I feel like we need to go into a retreat for about a week and take all of the shurim that we've had in davening, put them back into the siddur, and then like have a practice run for a few days of how to daven, because it's there's so much information and davening. Davening, just grab a siddur. Grab a siddur. Okay. So now, it says like this. So we start off Yichavod by saying Yichavod Hashem Li'olam Yismach Hashem Ma'aseh, which is time of Mashiach. Then we have 3 psukim from Hallel, and then we say Hashem Melech Olam Voed Ovdu Goyim Yarzo. So there's not going to be any more division of nations. It's going to be Benibruchu B'chol Kol Mishmos Adam. Okay. Now let's continue for a moment into Yichavod. What happens next? Hashem Hefir Atzas Goyim Heini Machshavoy Samim. What does that mean? Hashem annuls the council of nations. He books the designs of people. What does that mean? What does that mean? Tell me in English what it means. He stops their plans from happening. Now, I would like to mention, says Rav Schwab. Now, Rav Schwab died
1997, 98.
Was that it? It's about 15 years already.
Oh, yeah.
You want to read prophetic writings? Sure. Listen to this. Avram is told that eventually all the families of the world will be blessed in his chus. It is these families, consisting of fathers and mothers, children and grandchildren, brothers and sisters, which will eventually become the building blocks of the world. It was with this structure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned his creation in the world. Machshavos libo l'dor v'dor. Machshavos libo l'dor v'dor. Which means the designs of his heart throughout the generations. However, I'm reading a paragraph now from Rav Schwab. You ready? Unfortunately, in our time, which is going back at least 20 years, not only have we seen the deterioration of the traditional family, but the opposite of family is becoming legitimized. I can't believe you wrote this. I was preparing for shit tonight. My eyeballs popped out. Again, the man died 15 years ago. He said the Shia 20 years ago, probably, at least. But the opposite of family is becoming legitimized by same-gender relationships and even marriages. The next few psukim are devoted to the furtherance of the theme that all these aberrant ideas and plans will eventually be eliminated from the world. Can you believe that somebody wrote this 20 years ago? It sounds like literally it's mamish current history. Okay, so look inside Yehichavod right now. You have it in front of you on page 66. Look what it says in the psukim here. We start off Yehichavod Hashem Le'olam 64. Let's do it again. Yehichavod Hashem Le'olam Yismach Hashem B'Maasel Des Mashiach. Hishem Hashem B'Baruch V'Atzov Yehichavod praising Hashem with Hallel. Mimizach Shem Hashem B'Vom Hulo Shem Hashem. From the rising of the sun to the setting, Hashem's name is praised, meaning all over the world. Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem. High above all nations is Hashem. Al Shemayim Kivodo. He's above in the heavens in His glory. Hashem Shimcha Le'olam. Hashem Shichcha L'Avador. Your name is forever. Your memorial throughout the generations. Hashem B'Shemayim Hechin Kiso. You establish your throne in the heavens, Malchusa Makom Hashol, and your kingdom reigns over all. All praises. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz. The first four letters spell what? Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz spell what? Hashem's name. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yismuchu Hashemayim. The heavens will be glad. The earth will rejoice. Meaning, because God is going to be there. V'Yom Revagoyim Hashem Moloch. And the nations will say Hashem should reign. Hashem Melech. Hashem Moloch. Hashem Yimloch Ha'avoy. Once again, she's standing on chairs screaming. Most of us are barely awake, right? We should be standing on chairs screaming now. Dancing, screaming.
Can I do it?
Of course you can do it. If you do it tomorrow, I'll do it with you.
How about I do it now?
No, not right now. Hashem Melech! Olam Voed! And here's the first one. Of Dugoye Meyartso. Okay, here's the first step. Nations will perish from his earth. Hashem Hefer Etzas Goyim. Hashem annuls the council of the nations. Heini Machshav Osamim. Rabois Machshav Ois Belevish. Many designs are in man's heart. Be'atzas Hashem Hisokum. But the council of Hashem, only it will prevail. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I am not a person of doom and gloom. I try to be somewhat realistic with a big touch of optimism. However, every generation has its own tests and this Yonos. Our test is not a test of poverty. We're not living between the two world wars where everybody was in dire straits and poverty. Our test is not even blatant anti-Semitism. Baruch Hashem. But we have a test. We have a tremendous test of Rabbi's Machshava is Belevish. Men have many designs. Men have many designs. It is not a popular theme right now to say what Rav Schwab said. To say that the family unit is a traditional man and woman with children is not a popular thing to say. It's just not popular. I mean, there might be a Nixon silent majority out there, and there might be 32, what are they, the blue states or the red states, I forget. Right? The 32 states that voted against... I'm not coming here to give a shit about the same-gender marriage right now. What are they, red or blue? Which one? Red. Okay? Fine. That's not the point. The point is that Rabbi Smachshava is Belevish. You know why? Because one of the nesyonos of our day right now is that God's not in the equation. God's not in the equation. Rabbi Smachshava is Belevish. God's not, we don't need God. We're flying to the moon. We got a space shuttle. We are so advanced that in the last 100 years we've done more for the planet than has been done in all the years until that combined. Right? Isn't that what someone would believe? My grandfather was born in 1898. My great aunt just died. She was 105 years old. She was born in 1907. She just died this week. Still the militia. 105. Great aunt. So I'm saying Kaddish for her. Her name is Tova Bas Rav Yispa. Rav Yispa was my great grandfather. Died when I was 19. He was born in 1873. 1873. I knew a man who was born in 1873, right? He was born, there was nothing going on, right? Right, there were trains, that was about it, right? Steamships, trains, right? Look what's going on in the world now. It's so fast, it's so powerful. Man is so creative. Rabbi Smachshava is Belevish. We don't need God. Atzas Hashem Yisakum. Atzas Hashem Yisakum. What a pasuk. Rabbi Smachshava is Belevish. Atzas Hashem Yisakum. Atzas Hashem Le'olam Tamid. This is our declaration in the first paragraph of Sukkah de Zimra. We're back to the same theme that's been going on throughout davening since we started with Adon Olam. We keep on going back and forth to this theme. Davening is continuous declaration that God's in charge. Atzas Hashem li'olam tamid. The eighth of Hashem, the counsel of Hashem is going to endure. Machshavos libo l'dor v'dor. The design of his heart is going to last. Why? Ki hu amar v'yehi. For he spoke and it came to be. Hu tzivo v'yamo. Because let's not forget, Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world. What's that? It's been this time since the beginning of the creation of the world. There's always been a fight. Now every single generation has an exact tailored nisoyim, whether it's Haskalah, whether it's the Tsar, or going back all the time, right? Whether it's the ping pong ball of being bumped out of all the countries in the European continent and in the Middle Ages, all the different things that went on, up to and including the nisoyim we have today. But it all fits into this. Rabbi Shmachshav is Lavish. Atas Hashem Yisokum. Atas Hashem Yelam Tamuit. Kigom Aviyeh Hutsi Bab Yamar. He is the creator of the world. Those people who are here, I can't repeat it right now, but Rabbi Moshe Katz, who spoke at the end of Shuas, who gave this incredible drasha of his emails to Steven Weinberg, one of the greatest physicists alive in the world, was an awe-inspiring concept of how a person who has such an IQ and has done so much does not believe that there's a Bore. Right? Kivachar Hashem b'tzion, Iva l'may shavloi. For Hashem selected Tzion, He desired it for His dwelling place. So now what are we talking about? Now listen, Hashem created the world. Hashem made it. It's His machshava. And then don't forget about Eretz Yisrael. Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion. Ki Yaakov bachar lo ka. Swang, you ready for the question? For Hashem selected Yaakov as His own. Yisrael the skulasoi, Israel as His treasure. We said. They said.
No.
That's it. We said yes, they said no. That was last week's Yontif. We said yes, they said no. The whole theme just keeps on repeating itself. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo. Now here is a very powerful, fundamental, strong message for Jews in all time. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo. Hashem will not cast off His people. Now sometimes it looks pretty bleak out there. And sometimes it looks pretty dark out there. And sometimes it looks like He doesn't remember us. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo. Nor will He forsake His heritage. And that really is the end of Yehichalot. That's the end of Yehichalot. Now we get two psukim here, which do not follow the theme. They don't follow the theme. What's the pasuk? Next to the last pasuk. What does this pasuk say? What does this have to do with anything? When do we say Vuhurachim Yechaper Avam Lo Yeshis? Tachlan.
About 5 minutes.
And we say at the beginning of Ma'ariv. V'hurachu mi'chaper avoin. For Hashem will not cast off His people. V'hurachu, He the merciful one is forgiving of iniquity and does not destroy. What does that have to do with anything? V'yirbol Hashem apo. Frequently He withdraws His anger. V'lo'yir kocham aso. Not arousing His entire rage. Hashem Hoshia. Hashem save. What is this about? What does it have to do with Yichavon? What's going on here that we put these supsukim in? These universal concepts of forgiveness of iniquity. What are they doing here?
Well, you just got done saying how man will say we don't need God, we're advanced, we're doing everything. And surely there's going to be some or many Jews who follow that, so we probably need some forgiveness from that.
That was a very eloquent and brilliant statement, especially in light of its simplicity, getting right to the point. What you're really saying is that these psukim are added because at the end of the tefillah Yichavod, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim, Hashem Moshiach, everything Hashem, and the goyim are not going to be anymore, all the nations are going to be families. How you guys doing? How you doing?
You look at the forefront today of many different utopian style movements, whatever they may be, and you see Jewish names.
Oh, you see Jewish names everywhere. We know that.
So,
Avumagate, Avumestate. Anybody doing anything, there's a Jew there, right? We know that.
What I mean is many of these movements would deny or put down.
So Mela, at the end of this statement that we want Mashiach, at the end of the statement of the time when there will be all this glory of Hashem, at the end of the statement of Hallel, at the end of the statement that Hashem is Rabbis Machshavas, and Hashem created the world, and Hashem is the one who mastered the world, and we therefore what we're waiting for that time to come, and the nations are no longer going to be, they're only going to be families, but what's our role? We're supposed to be the one that's going to be Kadosh. V'hu rachum yichap Rabbim Leishus. I'll forgive you.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a call for tshuva.
Exactly, it's exactly what it is. Not only is it a call for tshuva, it's a call that Hashem will forgive us despite the fact that we're coming up short. We have a chance to get back to fulfill the role that we were really created for. That's the conclusion. Now, I am just touched the surface. I cannot believe that Yichavod has so many different things in the mystical level that I found in the simple Svarim. Just so many references to Hashem's name 18 times and 19 times in Shemon Esrei and connected to Ashrei. Maybe we'll do it next week. But the simple meaning of the words is so powerful. Hashem said, listen, I want perfection. I want to get the world to where it's supposed to be. It's going to get there. There won't be any more nations, which means there won't be any more fighting. It won't happen. It's not going to happen. We're going to make it. What's going to be with us? Have we made our role? Have we done what we're supposed to be the Mamlechas Koyanim, as Vern said, the priestly nation? How are we doing? What's our reality check? I'm getting to the point where the Chassidim Rishonim, who davened an hour before Shemon Esrei, and now we're after Shemon Esrei, I'm really getting to see it. I mean, you know, it's kind of. I don't know what I'm going to learn or anybody's going to go to work. By the time we finish davening, it's going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to have to stop mincha. Okay, but. Okay. Yeah.